Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you want the benefits that running provides, but have tried it and found yourself saying, you know what, I really hate running? Well, we're going to teach you how not to hate running. It doesn't have to start with a marathon. My guest is Jen Cassidy. She's a personal trainer and wellness consultant, and she's an accomplished athlete with several fitness and health accolades to her name. Welcome to the show, Jen. So what do you say, the first thing you say to people that say, ugh, I hate running?
Usually what I tell people that say they hate running is running never did anything to you. So take the emotion out of it and just get started.
Okay, so you say that it's good for you. You give them the list of benefits. And, you know, now I myself am a walker, Jen, and I do not love running myself. But, you know, it stems from long ago in my childhood when I used to get that pounding headache and pounding chest after having to run in gym class. How do you get started running, you know, if you're somebody that really just doesn't like it?
If you just don't like it, the easiest way to get started, once you learn about the benefits with weight loss, with cardiorespiratory function, if you're looking to improve your fitness through running, but you don't know how to get started, you just take that first step. It's the same way as daily activity. You just get started. So normally what I have people do is just walk for 4 minutes to get a good warm-up and then jog for 1 minute. So we just go for time. And that way it takes the distance out of it, because most of my people get intimidated by the 5 mile jog or the 3 mile jog. They don't know how to get there, or their body can't do it yet. So we just get started with a little bit of time and do intervals that way for 30 minutes or whatever they can afford that day for a workout time. And then they feel accomplished at the end of it, because normally people can jog little light jog for a minute. And then they go back to walking for 4 minutes and then jog for a minute.
What do you tell them when they start that little light jog? And I've run into this so many times over the years. And they start that little light jog, and then their heart rate gets too high for them. Their breathing gets too labored. They just want to stop and walk again. They just, you know, can't seem to get past that point. Because I know that when you keep going, you can get past that point, but at the beginning of it, it's easy to just say, you know, forget this, I'm going to stop. So what do you tell them when they get to that point where it's like, oh, just a little too much burning?
Just to relax. Most people put too much energy into it, or they go too fast. So really we work on relaxing the shoulders, pacing their breathing, breathe in through their nose, out through their mouth. Once you can regulate their breathing pattern and slow their heart rate down to keep pace with their feet, that will help their physiology relax to where their feet can go a little bit longer and their muscles can uptake that oxygen better. So generally, if they don't force it, they don't take longer strides, or they don't do sprints, if they just relax and do a light jog or even an up-tempo walk, if we're not into jogging level yet, it will make them feel like they're pushing themselves a little bit further in accomplishing into a jog, what they want to do.
What do you like to recommend for shoes, for good running shoes?
Running shoes. Most people that I have when they come in, they don't have new shoes. They have them for 2 or 5 years and they feel like they're the same. So we just start with shoes. Generally, tennis shoes run a half size smaller than your street shoe size. So it'll be a bigger size. So if you wear a 9 in street shoe size, you'll wear a 9.5 in a running shoe. Just get something that fits your foot and feels comfortable. Most running stores now have a way that you can try them out in a treadmill, or they'll let you run down the block and back just to make sure that it fits your foot and fits your gait. And once you have that pair, then you won't be uncomfortable and have shin splints and have heel blisters, and everything else can accompany with shoes.
Well, sure. So you want to make sure to go to a good running shoe store. And I myself, you know, really, I like Asics. I like Saucony. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm kind of into my Beast, which they don't sort of make anymore. But, you know, so you have to find the shoe that fits you well, doesn't overcorrect. You know, people get into the overcorrecting thing. And start with a walk and a jog kind of combination. Then how do you know you're ready to pick it up to the next level?
Generally, in all exercise physiology, you kind of want to increase 10% each week, whether it's time or whether it's speed. So normally, 1 minute is pretty achievable for most people. So by week two, you're either doing a 90-second jog or a two-minute jog of that five-minute interval set. So they can increase pretty quickly for the first 5 minutes, but when it's after I do, you know, we'll walk for three, jog for two for a week or two until they're comfortable with that. And if you can achieve that without being exhausted or sore, then we go to a two-minute walk and a three-minute jog. And beyond that, I'll start with go back to a four-minute walk and then try a five-minute jog or a six-minute jog to see if they can go a little bit further until they get up to the one-mile mark. So I just build up their program that way. So where they're comfortable and they feel accomplished, and then they can reach hopefully what usually is a 5K goal at the end.
One of the things I think, Jen, is that one of the reasons people hate running is not the running itself; it's the mindset of the running.
Sure.
You know, they just really just don't like it, and they start saying to themselves, "I hate that." So you know, trying to get over that mindset, setting a goal. Buddying up, you know, getting somebody to go with you, and then making those gradual progressions. What else am I missing here?
Maybe a good music set. A lot of people like to listen to music, or if it happens to be a nice day outside, maybe you can pick a new area of town that you'd like to explore with a friend. Just try something new to get you out of the grind of it. A lot of people get frustrated with going to the treadmill every day and doing a 40-minute interval jog and then having to go back to work. If you can get a friend or get a good playlist or maybe explore a new area of town, I feel like those are three things that get you out of the boringness of running.
Yeah, so I think I do love, you know, music or even an audio book is just something that can kind of take your mind off the constant pounding, really, that goes with running and or even long distance walking. So just to kind of reiterate, get your good pair of shoes, start with a slow walking program and gradually progress to jogging just a few minutes here and there, up it by 10% each week. You know, find a good music or something that motivates you. Get a friend to do it with you. That always helps. Maybe even try a trail, something different in the woods or anything like that, and get over that mindset. So, Jen, your last best piece of advice for us in the last 30 seconds or so for people that say they hate running.
Just get started. And your body will thank you for it.
Absolutely. It's really good for you. It's something that, but you don't need to do it, listeners, all at once. You don't need to jump out there, because if you get out there and you try and go too far, too fast, too much at once, you're going to hate it, and then you're going to stop. So get out there, pick a nice day when it's not too hot, not too cool. Get out there, start with your walk, add in your jog, play some really motivating music in your ears, because that does help. As someone who does not like running themselves, I'm here to testify that when you have a really motivating song on, it will make you want to start sort of jumping around. So you can stop, do some jumping jacks and run along with it, and then stop when the song is over, and then walk and jog and walk and jog until you can become a runner. Yes, you too can do it. You're listening to Radio MD. And this is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.